Hi world, thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not The Last Time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is presentable to receive the present. I'm going to say that again, presentable to receive the present. And when you hear that word, you know, make sure that you meditate on both of the definitions. To be presentable means to exhibit to others a particular state or appearance. And when we are to be presentable as men and women of Christ, we are to be Romans 12:1-2. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And I know in life, it is tough to do that. We struggle with that. I don't care how much you read. I don't care how much you pray. No matter how much you trust, it gets tough. Because it's a constant battle with the flesh. You're battling with flesh as well as the spiritual wickedness in this world that is working through others. But it's not impossible. Hard, but not impossible. We truly can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. What makes being presentable hard is when we try to go through life out of our own emotions or by ourselves or even off the will of others. Everything that we do, it needs to be according to the will of God. That's why it's important that we present ourselves before God, stay in His presence so that God can show us the way through His word. God left the Holy Spirit here for us to lead, guide, and direct us so we can face and get through all things, even when it's hard. But a scripture that really strengthened me when I heard the Holy Spirit say, presentable to receive the present. I was led to 2 Timothy 2, and I'm going to start at the 3rd verse, and it says this. And this goes back to us being presentable. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serves as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Sincerely, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crop. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight in all this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. This is powerful. If we die with him, he will also live. We will also live with him. If we endure with him, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. My God, what a mighty and powerful word. Present ourselves according to this word. Like it says, we are to join in suffering as good soldiers of Christ Jesus. Meaning everything, think about it. We've read it. If we haven't read it, we've heard it. Of all the things that Jesus Christ have endured for the sake of us, we're going to go through those things, but just know that Christ has went through it 10 times over. And because Christ has already managed and handled, we can do it too. And the Lord will not allow us to be tempted beyond a place that we cannot stand. And that's why it's important we stay in God's presence. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. So that we will present ourselves according to the word of God and accept the present, which is our crown in heaven. Remember, no matter where you go, no matter who you see, no matter what you hear, no matter where you are, present yourself according to the word of God, holy, acceptable, living sacrifices of God. We can do it. Let's be presentable. It might be hard, but not impossible. Presentable so that we can receive our present, our crown, our name written in the precious Lamb book of life. Thank you for tuning into I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, be sure to select the subscribe button. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God, as we go forth today on our job, in our communities, in the hospitals, Lord God, and the nursing homes, Lord, the Senate, wherever we are, Lord, whatever our occupation is, whatever that we do it in a way that is pleasing to you, that we present ourselves according to the word of God. That we don't give up, Lord God, but go forth, pressing forward, being all that you have called us to be and spoke for us to be, Lord. None of it is easy, but we can do it all through you, Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, Lord. Help us to manage everything that you give us, Lord God. May we consume the word of God, our weapon, Lord, of faith, Lord. May we pursue it, that we digest it, that we understand, and we utilize it in every aspect of our life so that we may be presentable to you to receive the present, which is the crown in heaven. We love you today. We're speaking healing and help over this earth, righteousness and salvation, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Amen.